Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. So you just heard during the break, of course, again, the propagandists promulgating their propaganda. That's what these little minions do, right? It tells us that Supreme Court says leaked abortion draft is authentic. Roberts, Chief Justice, treasonous Chief Justice, Roberts orders investigation into leak. A major breach of trust, saith John Roberts. He's an advocate for the homosexual agenda like nobody's business. Talking about a breach of trust, the man has violated his oath 1,000 times. It's also interesting, the man creates attacks out of Obamacare. And it's interesting how he's trying to uphold and talking of a breach of trust concerning abortion, which is completely illegal in this country in the first place. So what's he talking about? The breach of trust comes from the likes of these people that are upholding that which is unconstitutional, and nor has it ever been a law, just for the record, concerning abortion. And it's interesting, Deuteronomy 25 tells us that they're supposed to condemn the wicked and justify the righteous, but yet they do just the exact opposite. Now they give way to those that murder at will because they said so. And most don't know that it's been illegally sanctioned, and every single one of these that have advocated for abortion should have been removed and dealt with properly according to statutes found in state laws and federal laws concerning the act of murder. God hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:17. And furthermore, friends, does not thou shalt kill, is that not found in reference to the law that they're supposed to discover and apply? Why, yes, it is. But again, they just want to get you on a little rabbit trail. They want to get you chasing your tail again. This is all distraction, nothing more and nothing less. And guess what the conservatives of the day are doing, friends? Oh, this is amazing. This is stunning. Can you believe it? They're going to put a stop to abortion. Folks, why is it that you have been led to believe that they are the arbiters of what the law states when it comes to the issue of abortion? And so many. I mean, there's a plethora of topics we can cover here. They are not the final arbiters. And when it comes to the act of murder, common sense comes into play that they are supposed to enforce the law in condemning the crime of murder, especially when it comes to the likes of the innocent in the womb, those that have been fearfully and wonderfully created. Reminds me of the times of Moses when they killed all the children two and under. When Christ was born, they did the exact same thing. They killed all the children two and under. They kill off these generations of individuals. Why? Because Satan wants to get at them. He wants allegiance from his minions, and he finds them. in the likes of the Supreme Courts, namely John Roberts, and every other one of those injustices, and might I remind you, unelected bureaucrats that are sitting on the bench right now. Many of them, by the way, not even qualified to be there. Some of them have never even judged a case a day in their life, but yet they were appointed because they were radical enough to do the biddings of their master. Okay? So let's wake up to what's going on here, friends. Speaking of which, there it is. Supreme Court says leaked abortion draft is authentic. I'm just here again to tell you, friends, that it is another distraction. That's all it is. Nothing more, nothing less. We'll see what it comes to. Do I wish it would happen? Do I hope it happens? Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's not enough for it to be overturned. It's enough for the American people to rise up and deal with every one of those that have advocated for the murder of the innocent in the womb. And by the way, that all goes back to the Torah, common law. When a murder is committed, friends, the murderer's blood is what is requite of that of the Lord. It must be the blood of the murderer that appeases the wrath of God when it comes to the act of murder. That is scripture. Anything outside of that? The wrath of God will abide upon the land. And we will be plagued and judged for what it is that we tolerate here. Okay? So we'll see what transpires here. Just so you know, I just wanted to let you know that you're being led astray again. And we're supposed to be aware of that, right? 2 Peter 3:17. Read it when you get a moment. Look at this post from, again, they're following right in pursuit, friends, of controlled opposition in Fox News and, you know, the Mark Levins, the Tucker Carlsons of the world, the Dan Bonginos of the world that are put up, friends, because they'll do what they're told. You do understand that controlled opposition is controlled opposition because they hold to the narrative that they're to hold to. And they better not talk outside of it, because if they do, they'll lose the millions that are coming in to keep them in place. And what keeps them in place is when they serve the golden calf. But look at this. This came from another conservative, and it shows a picture of a guy, and then it shows a picture of a girl. Okay? And now I want you to see what this conservative did, because what these people have been doing for a long time have been doing nothing short of magnifying the crimes of those that they tolerate. Isn't it interesting? The right magnifies the crimes of the left. And I've said this so many different ways. I'm going to say it a different way again. But they magnify the crimes of the left that they tolerate. So we always hear from the right what the left is allowed to do. And then we hear from the left what the right is doing. But we see the left, as they call it, winning the day, as the right does absolutely nothing but magnify the crimes of what they call the left. Sounds confusing, doesn't it? Well, that's by design as well. Read Daniel 9:7 when you get a moment. But here's the post. It says, disinformation czar Nina Jankowczyk, or whatever her name is, or Ziz, got a new haircut. She'll be monitoring and suppressing your free speech. Well, if she does, we're going to lawfully deal with her. Okay? That's not the message here, though. Nope, she just posts, this woman did, that Nina has got a new haircut and that she'll be monitoring and suppressing your free speech, right? Brought to you by the radical left. See, they've been taught to do nothing but to magnify the crimes of the criminals. First John 3:4. Americans, where are you getting this from besides your favorite conservative talking head? And by the way, even those that are above the rest of what we would call in the mainstream media concerning the conservative talking heads of the day, how many times have they brought about resolve concerning the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution? Not once. Not once. Pay attention to what you're feeding on, friends, because if you're listening to someone that's not giving you the answers by pointing the finger back at you and telling you that you're the responsible person to uphold the law against their crimes, you better start listening to the Word of God or the preachers that are preaching the Word of God the way that it needs to be preached, because outside of that, that's why you are in the predicament that you're in. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Hervonomic. Have you you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomics special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomics have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Well, nothing to see here, folks. Out in the middle of the country, over the top of our studios. Nothing to see here. It's just amazing how all this works, friends. People believe that for some reason or another, everything is conspiracy theory. But if they'd open up their eyes, they would see that the enemy is within and the sword is without, just like Scripture tells us. I know that that is about three peels or four peels concerning the layer on that onion of truth that you refuse to hear. Many of you do. But I'm telling you what, the enemy is within. He is not without. You are under attack. You've been under attack for some time now, since September 11th, friends. I reiterate the point. Look at what's going on here concerning what's been taking place since September 11th. All these agencies that have been created, and they're warring against who? Foreigners? Absolutely not. They're not warring against the foreigners, friends. Matter of fact, Tim Brown this morning just released an article called Unconstitutional Bills Advancing as Illegals Released Back onto the U.S. Streets. You're the problem. Have you figured that out yet, friends? You are the problem. And we got to get back to the answer. Speaking of which, I was just highlighting the fact of, again, how the right continuously, they're taught, they're good sheeple. They're doing a good job of emulating not what they're taught by their favorite talking heads. And what do? They just tell you all the problems. They never make reference to the answer. Let me say it again. They tell you all the problems. They never make reference to the answer. I can't find that in the Word of God. What I can find in the Word of God is the same thing I deal with on a 24/7 basis here. 365 days a year for the last 23 years. And for those that have listened to me before, I want to tell you again. It was interesting how we live in a country of 86% that profess Christians. they profess to be Christians, in a rock and roll band doing everything I shouldn't have been doing, touring the United States of America, me calling upon the Lord, and me saying to the Lord, I don't want anything to do with the hypocrisy that I see of those that call themselves Christians today. They're weak, they're pathetic, they're apathetic, and I'm embarrassed for them. They're a reproach. And Scripture tells us exactly that. But when I started to do the right thing, folks, I'll tell you what. When I started to adhere to the Word of God and understanding that He is my life, He is the bread of life, and it's not me that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me, Galatians 2:20, all of a sudden everybody wanted to know what was wrong because now I was doing the right thing. That's insane. Well, while the church is out there magnifying gloom and doom and that they're going to be raptured from responsibility, which is completely unscriptural, 1-866-582-9933, I believe that we can do it. I believe that we can overcome if we hear the gospel message. If there is no hope in the message, it is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. If it's a gloom and doom message, it is a counterfeit. Read Galatians 1, the whole chapter. It's a counterfeit to the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can overcome in Christ. Read 1 John 5:2 when you get a moment. What is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. And if we have the faith of Christ, we're going to follow Him, Hebrews 13:8, and we're going to receive the promises that He bestows upon us. We need to understand He is the breaker that's on the head of us. Micah 2:12 and verse 13 as well. Folks, it's all promised as a victory. Now listen, remember when the children of Israel came out of Egypt? And remember in Numbers 13, Joshua and Caleb were told, along with 250 other people, were told by the Lord through Moses to go get the good of the land and bring it back and show them the good of the land? Well, they did just that. And when they did that, guess what happened in response? They were thinking, well, man, everybody's going to be happy about this. Look at the Lord showed us. We're well able to overcome the land. But what did the children of Israel do? In chapter 14, Numbers, listen. In all the congregation, this is America today. In all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept all night after receiving the good news from Joshua and Caleb. By the way, they were of a different spirit and they wholly followed the Lord. It sounds like those that follow the Lord and those that wholly follow the Lord, they can hear that they'll eat the good of the land if they're willing and obedient. Does that sound familiar? Yeah, that's scripture too. Verse 2, Numbers 14:2. And all the children of Israel, just receiving the good news that they're well able to overcome, what did they do? They murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore, look at, they're accusing God and His servants. And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not just better for us to return into Egypt? And here's America now. We're transitioning into the American professors, right? Lord Jesus, come rapture us from our responsibility. We don't want to overcome. We want you to do everything for us. Appoint us another prophet. Appoint us another captain to take us in to the promised land. But we don't want to fight. Just ask Gad and Reuben. We don't want to do that. Numbers 32. We don't want to do none of that. We want the Lord to do for us what we're unwilling to do for ourselves. You're pathetic. You're an embarrassment. You sound like the children of Israel that would rather turn around and stone those that brought the good news than to actually obey the living God and take it, because you're more than able to overcome. Do the math. Do the math. Even common sense comes into the play. And not that we shall conquer through numbers. No. We're not going to conquer that way. We're going to conquer by the Spirit of the living God. Not by power, not by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Yes. We understand all that. But the promises are nay and amen in Christ Jesus today. He hasn't changed. You have. Believers that don't believe. Now listen. Verse 4. And they said one to another, let us make a captain and let us return into Egypt. Yep, that's exactly who the conservatives of the day are. They are the captains leading them back into Egypt, serving a golden calf, going back into bondage, rather than following the Christ to be liberated by Him who liberates through truth. John 8:32, 2 Corinthians 3:17, right? And then Joshua and Caleb come into play. Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, after bringing back the good news to them, expecting everybody was going to be happy about it, the Bible says that they rent their clothes. They rent their clothes. See, what was happening, friends, is all those that professed to be the Lord's during that particular time, they were rebelling against the Lord. They were told, don't fear the people, don't rebel against God, don't fear the people, the battle belongs to the Lord, and they're well able to overcome it. But they failed to respond, right? And you know what the Lord did in response, because they failed to believe? He plagued them. Sound familiar, Americans? He plagued them. He sent the pestilence. He said He would disinherit them. Over and over and over again, the Lord kept showing mercy. No matter how many times He showed it, the people kept rejecting and rebelling against Him. And what do? They make little memes saying, now look what this new czar is going to do to you. Hey, folks, now look what the government's doing to you. Hey, now look what Joe Biden over there is doing to you. Hey, look at that agency over there. That unconstitutional agency's now doing to you. Yep. They're doing the wrong because the right does nothing about the wrong. They just learn and they exhibit and they translate what they heard from the parrots, the mainstream media's useful idiots, as to how to continuously promulgate and poison the truth by telling them that they can't do it. And that's exactly what we see. Here, what you need to understand, friends, is that in Joshua 22, verse 3 through 6, it's interesting how the Lord told us that even when you dispossess all of your enemies, He says, now when you enter into your rest, you need to understand at that point that you still need to observe the commandments and the law that Moses, the servant of the Lord, commanded you. Now you're observing policies created by the corrupt that are there to enslave you rather than the commandments of God. And why is that? Because it might cost you something. That's why. Because it's going to cost you something. Some of you people out there, that's all you do is support conservative, your favorite talking heads. Many of you jump from church to church and you support those that are just like you because you can't stand Moses. I want to tell you something. Christ Jesus fulfilling that which Moses established is your best friend. And you're rejecting your best friend. Okay? You're rejecting your best friend. Because this country, as I said to Eric Lucero yesterday, we are ruled by law in this country based on the Mosaic Institution. In Minnesota, we have a big, huge mural of Moses awaiting the divine law behind the Supreme Court. And justice is here, friends. See? And on the other side, John Locke is on the back under the threshold of the door. And you know what it says there? Where the law ends, tyranny begins. Where the law ends, tyranny begins. Hey, folks. Nothing to see here, nothing to hear here, just more truth that liberates if you're willing to respond to the truth. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty
Media.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States is assuming the presidency of the United Nations Security Council. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says that the Security Council will work to prevent food insecurity.
I've seen starvation up close with my own eyes, that famine and acute malnutrition are largely caused by war, sometimes intentionally. It's really unacceptable.
She notes that Russia's invasion of Ukraine is preventing Ukraine from exporting the grain they usually produce, and it's adding to food instability globally. She says the United States will be taking action to address food insecurity in May. U.S. and Western officials expect Russian President Vladimir Putin may formally declare war on Ukraine as soon as next week. You're listening to USA Radio News. As energy markets around the world cope with the ongoing disruptions from the war in Ukraine, United States diesel prices surged for the third straight week, shattering all-time records. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, back in January of 2021, diesel was $2.68 a gallon, and last month diesel ended at $5.12 a gallon on average across the country. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn says the high diesel prices will affect everyone out there.
The impact of fuel is driving up the cost of everything. And likewise, with hydrocarbons, all of your wrappers, your bags, your plastics, polymers.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Newly released Labor Department figures show 4.5 million people voluntarily left their jobs in the month of March, slightly up from the previous month. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's the fruit of the ministry. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of the page. Go to the top of that page after you subscribe and check out SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to that feed. Also on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So I'm sitting here. We follow the Christ, John 14:6. So I'm sitting here, My messages are loading up right now. I got 10, 15 tabs pulled up because I have so much information I want to unload on the people. But my message is always, listen, here's the people we need to deal with, folks, lawfully. Here's the people we need to deal with, friends, lawfully. Put that up against Isaiah 51, verse 4. And if we don't want to do that, well, we're going to cry like a bunch of babies that are going to be plagued. And again, there's no in-betweenites, right? And so I'm sitting here looking on my phone now, so I start hearing dings on my phone and hear some more information telling me, by the way, it's across the boards. It's across the boards. The only people that I have respect for are those that are in this fight. That is where all honor lies, on the battlefield. Outside of that, I have no time. But I'll tell you what, the fruit of this ministry, the fruit of those that are fighting the good fight of faith, they're showing you how it can be done. They're showing you that it can be done. I have never in 23 years of ministry seen the Lord drop the ball on this ministry. When you look in the book of Joshua, which I just went through, it's interesting that not one word of his covenant failed the children of Israel. Not one word. How can we never talk about the faithfulness of God? See, the only reason that you don't ever hear about the faithfulness of God is because nobody's ever tested the Lord to know that he is faithful. And then when you do test the faithful, they're going to tell you the same thing that I'm telling you right now. I cannot tell you that he's ever failed me. Not one time. And then I think this is the reason that people deter. They're distracted from the straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Matthew 7, verse 13. It's interesting, like Hudson Taylor, who said, every work of God is first impossible. He said it's impossible. The second every work of God, saith Hudson Taylor, it's difficult. In the third stage to that process of every work of God, said Hudson Taylor, and then he says, and then it's finished. Impossible, difficult, it's finished. This should be encouraging to those that are in the battle. Impossible, difficult, and then it's done. It is finished. Impossible, difficult, and then it's done. It's a plow, friends. You're not on some boat where the wind's blowing in your favor. Across the lake, not at all. Nope, you've got to put those oars in the water and go up against the flow. That's Christianity. Hey, Christians that are sitting there on the dock, I want to tell you something. Ships aren't created to be tied to the dock. They're created for the seas. And then when you're on the seas, keep in mind, a skilled sailor is made a skilled sailor because of the storms. That's where you always find the Lord. Always. Always. First it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. First it's impossible, then it's difficult, and then it's done. We get that? I want to make sure you get that in you. Because by the grace of God, God is not a respecter of persons. You can do the same thing. And remember, Jesus said, you will do greater works than I did, right? And yet, interestingly enough, at the end of the book of John, the Bible tells us that had all the books been written concerning the miracles that Jesus performed, there wasn't enough books in the world to do that, to write them down. And yet the Lord looks at us and says, you can do greater works than I did. Oh my goodness. Okay. You know that it's not good to limit the Holy One of Israel? You know it's not good to say, Lord, are you amongst us? That's a big no-no to a faithful God. Okay, let's get this right, friends, because we can do this. Let me say this again. We can do this, friends, in Jesus' name. Okay? We can do this in Jesus' name. All these people that are playing games, that are selling their souls, and that are just going along to get along, acting like a bunch of sheep. Let me say this. There's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. You've been told. Okay? Let's go on. Just seeing this, wanted to highlight this really quick. Veteran TV actress. Listen to this headline. This is rather bizarre. Veteran TV actress Jacera Gennaro dies of cancer at 48. Her family said. Well, isn't that an adverse effect, side effect of the said vaccinations? Now, can I say that for absolutely 100% sure? Nope, but it is an adverse side effect. And keep in mind, Hollywood was the one that was helping promote these pandemic crisis experimental jabs. Don't forget that, okay? Ephesians 4:14, check that out, okay? I want you to check this out. This is brand new, okay? COVID-19 vaccine adverse drug reactions, 43,898 dead. This is in Europe. 4,190,493 injuries through April 23rd, 2022. Brand new news. And you're not hearing a thing about it. just the exact opposite. I want to show you also pulling the mask off of those that are a part of creating the crisis again and again and again and again, Jeremiah 11:9. And again, and again, and again, and again, because you haven't learned to put a stop to it. And again, and again, and again, and again. Well, guess what? They're pushing the envelope again, and Klaus Schwab's daughter, Nicole Schwab, explained that now is the time for the Great Reset. She said it's now. This is insane. Look at how they've been encouraged by the useful idiots in America that went right along with it. This is what a globalist looks like. I know. Here. Let me do this. Just food for thought. Thinking of old minion of hell himself, who he is now there, Saul Alinsky, who said, listen carefully. I want you to check this out because this is what you need to get. Because people still don't understand that this is how it's played. Radicals. I'm sorry. Looking for the radicals quote. Hang on. Looking for the radicals quote. Looking for the radicals quote. Looking. Oh, this is bizarre. It's usually pretty easy to find. I wonder if they scrubbed it from the internet. Extracted it. Or should I say expunged? Forgive me. Okay. Radicals, hang on a second, we're doing live radio. I'm just getting this thought. We need to go with it. Okay. Within, let's see if that pulls it up. Yep, here we go. True revolutionaries do not flaunt their radicalism. Nope. They cut their hair. They put on suits and infiltrate the system from within. Well, just look to the politicians, friends. Because that's where this is coming from. This is Klaus Schwab's daughter. Listen carefully as to what she has to say, because you might need to know this.
This crisis has shown us that, first of all, things can shift very rapidly when we put our minds to it and when we feel the immediate emergency to our livelihoods. And second, that clearly the system, I mean, you mentioned it earlier, that we had before is not sustainable. So I see it as a tremendous opportunity to really to have this great reset and to use this huge flows, you know, of money, to use the increased levers that policymakers have today in a way that was not
policymakers, not lawmakers.
To create a change that is not incremental, but that we can look back and we can say this is the moment where we really started to position, you know, nature at the core of the economy. Taking the point of view of business and the economy and looking at where are there opportunities to create jobs and regenerate nature. And there are plenty of opportunities. And this is, again, a mindset of actually innovation, technology, and, you know, a business growth.
It's not government's
with a positive impact of nature.
It's not government's purpose to create jobs.
And regenerative agriculture is, of course, a huge part of that as well. And one of the key reflection points here is also around engaging youth. And for me, it's again, I come back to the shifting mindset of the restoration generation. Can we conceive of ourselves as humans? I mean, you talked about a new humanity, I think you mentioned.
New humanity. Listen to the word, verbiage, friends.
Can we conceive of ourselves as a restoration generation?
Restoration generation.
I'm also hopeful that it's possible, but I think it will take a lot of will, both political will, but also in terms of the business actors.
The business actors.
To break with business as usual, but in a very...
Break with business as usual.
And to say we need to make very difficult choices. There are trade-offs. But this is
trade-offs.
And this is about risk, and it's about resilience, because the shocks are coming, are going to be even worse if we don't do it now.
If we don't do it now. Isn't that pretty crazy? That's pretty authoritative, isn't it, friends? I mean, to say the least. Wow. Listen to that. The time for the Great Reset is now. Who are they zeroing in on? The youth. For what? The Great Restoration. Anybody know how this works? Out with the old, in with the new. Out with the old, in with the new. Right? They pull, they push. They pull, they push. They pull, they push. Right? Anybody ever heard of the Hegelian dialectic? Yeah. Yeah, that's another facet to this, isn't it? Yeah, we got one more segment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi there, I'm Ken Crow, conservativedailybriefing.com. I have never in my life heard a more powerful message from a more patriotic person. Bradley Dean is the epitome of liberty, freedom, and patriotism. Get out here, Bradley Dean. You won't hear a better speaker.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, folks, I got to highlight this guy. Yeah, this guy, he's a confused human, to say the least. I'm not capping on him, but this is the typical professor in America today. I stand for God. And I'm talking about Dog the Bounty Hunter on End Times, Faith Amid Grief in Christianity in Hollywood. Isn't it interesting? The bad guys are rejoicing, and the ones that should be rejoicing in the Lord their God, they're not rejoicing. They're all bowed down in unbelief. You know, I mean, here's the church in America, right? They should be dispossessing the criminals on every corner throughout the United States of America. It's all the same law that we're ruled by. Once again, I'm talking about in our communities, our cities, our states. But instead of dealing with the bad guy, no, they're just talking about gloom and doom, as I said during the first segment. Well, here's modern-day professor, Dog the Bounty Hunter, right? Oh, just to show you a little something about these guys, too, and the fact that they don't understand Scripture. Has anybody ever seen one of those roasts, they're called? You get them on social media platforms. You don't ask for them, but they just come up on your feeds for some reason or another. It's amazing how all the junk comes up on your feed. But if you want good, wholesome content, you see very little of it, right? But you just go on the video, and then all of a sudden you can see, like what I'm doing right now. These are all videos. They'll just start playing automatically now. Well, what a roast is they take I've seen one come up of Justin Bieber, you know, that other little kid that professes to be a Christian that dresses up like a boy and a girl, and he's confused as well. Well, Dog the Bounty Hunter is doing the same thing. And by the way, there is no... let me say it this way. If there's real Christians in Hollywood, they're not going to last very long. And the fact of the matter is, if there were real Christians there, you would see the light, but you don't see that light. You see the darkness. And then you see them succumb to the darkness, but yet because of the false grace being preached from the pulpits, John 10:12, they think that they're saved when they're not. It's just like Dog the Bounty Hunter. Now, going back to the roast, what they do is they basically go after, like, for example, Justin Bieber, all these actors. People that you could you thought you could respect, they have the vilest... minds, the vilest mouths. Some of the stuff they say is just incredibly debauched in so many different ways, debased and vulgar. And when I say that, I'm not exaggerating my point at all. It's like, whoa, did that guy just really say that? And this guy calls himself a Christian. Well, same thing. They did a Charlie Sheen roast, and Dog the Bounty Hunter sat there, and I watched him, and I thought to myself, isn't this the guy that calls himself a Christian, and he leads all the people to believe that he's just a God-fearing man? He doesn't fear God. The Bible says they feared the Lord, and they created their own gods. That's exactly right. And the second commandment in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5, friends, is, thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a god that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, committing adultery, having other gods, taking the name of the Lord thy God in vain, dishonoring your parents, killing, even being angry with your brother without a cause, or even looking at a woman concerning adultery, or stealing, or lying, or coveting. They create a God that doesn't mind none of that. Jesus did it for us, therefore we don't have to do nothing. That's true, but what do we do in response out of gratitude? And how we respond is real grace if we're empowered by it. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Right? Romans 5. But Dog the Bounty Hunter shows up at Charlie Sheen's roast. And again, whoa. Now, if for all those that know who Charlie Sheen is, he is a vile, vile human being. Matter of fact, his wife left him because she caught him going across many websites, pornography websites, that included children, in part. Dog the Bounty Hunter's really good friends with Charlie Sheen. This isn't an unspoken. This is out there. It's in the light. But Charlie Sheen's dark history of course, alleged, right? They got to protect their own. Disturbing porn use, drug addiction, and weird beliefs. If you're on social media platforms, there's a kid named Corey Haim. Who was violated, sodomized by Charlie Sheen. And that's why he ended up committing suicide. In case you didn't know that. As a matter of fact, one of his friends came out and did a whole... it was pathetic, but the point was made concerning what Charlie Sheen did to Corey Haim and who was responsible for sodomizing that little boy. But Dog the Bounty Hunter is really good friends with him. Just wanted to let you know that. You know, I want you to listen carefully because it applies to all of us. They profess that they know God. Titus 1:16. They profess that they know Him, but in works they deny Him. They're denying Christ, and they're adhering to what? Fallen man. And in this case, a vile man. The Bible says they profess that they know God, but in works they deny Him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work a reprobate. Hey, friends, you're always safest if you keep your eyes fixed on Christ. Well, Bradley, what about all these shortcomings? Why are you calling them out? Because I'm reproving, correcting, and instructing, and of course they're not going to hear it. But I'm showing you to get your eyes off of them tearing down their false altar and telling you to get your eyes fixed on the risen Christ. That's my job. I'm a preacher. Okay? And we're also called to make distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. Ezekiel 44:23. Take time to know what the Word of God says, because in many cases, many people would be applauding the truth here rather than arguing the truth. There's no, the only argument against the Bible, friends, is the Bible. The only argument against the Bible is an unholy lifestyle. Forgive me. That's right. And let me say this. Take heed. That means pay careful attention. The Word of God is the only light that you have in this world. That's why the enemy is constantly looking for those that are mocking the Christ, claiming to be one thing, when it, in fact you're a fruit inspector. In Matthew 7:16, you can see the opposite. You would do yourself well to correct them, to instruct them, to reprove them, and if they fail to hear from them, or correct themselves, they fail to correct themselves, get away from them. The Bible tells us that clearly. Okay, Doug the Bounty Hunter better read that Bible again, friends. In all sincerity, and I'm not taking a cheap shot at the guy. I'm just tired of people acting as if what he is doing is the fruit of the Spirit. No, it's a mockery of the Spirit is what it is. And if you're truly born again of the Spirit of God, which is undefiled, you're going to be as angry about it as I am, period. And that is the truth of the matter. I want to get to this really quick because it's an issue of integrity during the last 3 minutes. I see it all the time. Matter of fact, I see it all the time. I have friends in ministry where literally, I said friends, I didn't say acquaintances, people that I respect that are Christian men, where I can, and one has an international ministry, and I can call him or text him at any given time, and within 5 to 10 minutes, without fail, I get a response. Just over the last couple of days, I just met some new national people. And D.L. Moody said, give me the man that does one thing over the man that does 40. I'm one of those guys that likes to do 40 things because I can do it. But I also hold to the word in integrity. And I hold to it. Just over the last week, I met some new national people. And it's like, oh my gosh. They drop something on me. I respond within minutes. I take the time to do so. Right? And I don't hear from them for a day or two. And somehow that's justifiable. Well, they're busy. Yep, don't tell me about what it's like to be busy. Don't tell me that, so, you know what, and I hear it all the time. People telling me, Bradley, we're busy. Their busy is not our busy. I mean, literally. And I have no respect for those people at all. And I see it over and over again. It's interesting. You can see a church that has 25 to 50 people in it. You leave a message for the pastor. You don't hear back from them for 3 days to a week if you're lucky. But I can talk to these national friends of mine, and they respond. That's the difference of a local ministry and a national. One has integrity, the other doesn't. Listen to Scripture. In Numbers 30, verse 2, if a man vow a vow unto the Lord or swear an oath to bind his soul with the bond, he shall not break his word. He shall hold to it. He shall do according to all that proceedeth out of his mouth. Okay? In Deuteronomy 23:23, and ending, that which has gone out of thy lips thou shalt keep and perform, even a free will offering. In other words, do what you say you're going to do, according as thou hast vowed unto the Lord thy God, which thou hast promised with thy mouth. Folks, you'll find that if you hold to your word, you're going to see the Lord function and bear fruit more freely and more willingly to an obedient vessel as to where the Holy Ghost and whom, as to whom the Holy Ghost has been given to. Read Acts 5:32. The Holy Ghost is given unto those that obey, not to those that don't disobey. And by the way, anybody in business that's successful, I guarantee you right now, for the most part, if they're legit, it's because they have integrity. Folks, hold to integrity. See ya.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-VITAL-90. 833-VITAL-90.